Thanks for downloading this episode of PB Mini Bites. We hope that it encourages and challenges you as a leader.
Hey, Andy, I tried to start a little hashtag trending thingy. You know, most people misuse the hashtag thing on Twitter.
Yeah, right.
They just make a cute little saying at the end of their...
Yeah, it's like their punchline.
Yeah. Well, anyway, I didn't think I was going to go Jimmy Fallon, impact. But, like, what I'm talking about is I didn't think I was going to start a worldwide trending topic.
Right.
But I just thought, we'll get some people to play along. So
yeah.
this was the tweet that I wanted to get people in on. I thought I'd start a fun little hashtag thingy about the similarities in pastors and rappers. Hashtag pastor and rapper similarities. Want to play along?
And you said, I tried. You tried to do that.
Yeah.
You did it.
Well, yeah.
You got lots of people doing it.
People played along. Yes. Yeah. They joined in. And so I printed out most of the tweets, and you have it, and
I'm
have
holding it.
Holding
it right here.
And thought we'd go through it. You know, I think part of this exercise for me is the willingness on my part to poke fun at myself. I'm just going to tell you right now, out of what I printed here, 74 tweets that we're going to read from, I scored 55 positive. Like, that's
like,
me.
I do that?
Yes.
Yep.
Uh-huh. And so that is a percentage, 74%, like, true about me. So I just wanted to get that out there. Like, I'm not being a jerk and pointing the finger at everybody else. Like, this is straight up true about me. At least 74%. Like, you know.
Yeah. I feel pretty good right now. I only have 46 of the 74. That would be 62%.
Right.
So, yeah, I feel great.
I think you're lying, but that's okay. I think you were dishonest in your scoring.
All right. Well, when you come across one we mismatch on, we'll discuss it.
Okay. All right. Well, I just wanted to go through some of my favorites here, and you can jump in and share some of yours.
Yeah.
This was a girl from our church. Name drop their well-known friend that they have collaborated with at any time they get the chance.
Yeah. Very true. Yep. Very true. I was actually just talking to Pastor Tommy Barnett about
that. Oh,
yeah,
cool.
I was.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Have a song or sermon about their mom.
You do? See, I couldn't check that. I don't have one
you
about
don't?
My mom.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't have a sermon about my mom, but how many times
her.
Do I mention my mom?
Okay. Maybe I could add that one. Yeah.
Think they're good at basketball? I mean, it's tough.
Yeah.
I check yes on that, but I know I'm bad too, but like I want to
think
I'm
like
good.
But you like it.
Yeah. I do. I like basketball.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Both spent more on their teeth than their education.
Might have been my favorite of all of them. It just cracked me up.
Yeah.
Yeah. I really like
this
that
was
one.
Not true. I have spent more on my education than on my teeth.
But
although
you're closing
I have
in
spent,
on it?
I've spent quite a bit of money on my teeth. Yeah.
Yeah.
Half the time, no one understands what they're saying.
Oh, man.
That hurts,
That's
huh?
That's a shot to the ego, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's true.
Yep.
It is true. It is so true. Make up their own words and get away with it.
Do you make up your own words?
I did not check that one. That was not true for me. I don't think.
Yep.
Yeah. Both like to roll in a little bit late to an
for
event.
For sure.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Like both like a crew around them. Yes.
Uh-huh.
Easily identified by their clothing.
Shipped.
Yep. Mm-hmm. A lot of them repping 5950s these days.
It's
you know
snapback.
What that is?
A snapback.
And I happen to be wearing one right now. Hot wives.
Well, if I didn't check that, I'd be in trouble.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I checked that.
That was your sister, and I actually kind of responded to her. I said, like, they really have hot wives, or they just always talk about their hot wife. And she said both. So,
yeah.
I think that's funny. Entourages.
For sure.
Both love talking about haters.
Yep. I would agree.
Yeah. Cheesy lines that rhyme.
Pastors love that.
I did not check that for myself.
I think pastors love that more than rappers love
probably.
That.
Probably. Yeah. Rhyming. Enjoy taking passive-aggressive shots at rivals. It's all about the numbers. Six million sold, saved. Love it. Love the sound of their own voice.
Dang.
Did you check that?
I did.
Yeah, me too. Fame is short-lived.
Ooh.
Ouch.
Bummer.
Mm-hmm. Quick to give credit to God, whether they mean it or not. That's a good one. Let's see. They look up to Rev Run.
I really like that one. I thought
it's
that was
funny. It's true, man. I love Rev Run.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I actually quit following him on Twitter, though.
Yeah.
I don't know. It was just too pithy for me, but if he had TV shows, I'd watch his TV shows.
I like this one. Love having security around them wearing cool earpieces. It's true, man.
Uh-huh.
I think
makes
pastors get a kick out of that. Yeah.
Yeah. Construct elaborate facades to reduce authentic interpersonal interactions.
So
Woo.
Good.
Man.
Dang.
Save their newest, coolest outfits for when they are on stage, and then act nonchalant about it. Oh, man, that one is good.
Yep.
That's probably the most true about me of all of them right there.
You just act nonchalant. No deal.
Yeah. I didn't even notice that I was wearing
Oh, cool.
This is new? Both make their childhood sound more exciting than it actually was.
For sure.
Absolutely.
Raised in the streets, man. Yep.
My mom always gets me on that one, too. Like, no, it wasn't.
Sensationalized.
Yeah. Always hoping for a bigger audience. Storytelling about accomplishments, the gift of exaggeration.
For sure.
Either wear black or have nasty pit stains on stage.
Uh-huh.
Yep. Diss on other rappers and pastors.
Ooh.
Yep. Undervalue women. Wow.
Whoa. They got serious.
Yeah. You know, and the guy who did that, he kept doing that all day, too.
He kept doing that, like,
they hurt. The ones,
man.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They sting.
And he works for me, too. Never believe they're given enough credit or recognition. They're prima donnas. They have people take care of the unglamorous work.
Are you?
I got people, so I suppose.
You checked it?
I don't like to think of myself as a prima donna, but I have clean fingernails. Uh-huh. So, photo shoots.
Bingo.
Totally awkward when out of their normal element or crowd. That's that guy who works for me again. That every one of them really hurt.
Yeah.
And I responded to him, uh-oh, you talking about me?
Man.
They use the latest slang, even if they're 40-something. I responded to him and said, that's so ratchet.
That was good.
Put two of them on a stage with microphones, and they will immediately start competing.
Mm-hmm.
They're always making the crowd say or do something.
Yep.
Everybody say, hey. country grammar. I think what this guy meant was they don't know how to correctly use there, or two. Really, I think it's the spelling that's really embarrassing. Yeah. My favorite on the entire list was the good ones are black.
That's from one of our students.
Yeah. Feed off crowd response. Always drinking some sort of beverage before hitting the stage.
Yeah.
Truth.
You have a beverage of choice?
Yeah, Voss water. People get really excited when they freestyle, but it was planned, practiced, and rehearsed. Mm-hmm. I mean, is there any such thing as freestyle? I don't know. Both copy someone else's material, and they get mad when someone steals theirs.
I like that.
Mm-hmm. Both bring a towel on stage.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any others?
Well, I mean, you hit them all. I was laughing throughout the day looking at these. So.
Yeah. I'm 74%. I mean, it's, you know, they hit me hard, but it's funny, and it's good to laugh about it. Yeah.
Both end up on TBN.
I had the pleasure of not checking that one, so, and I'm going to keep it that way. Well, the point today, I know we went long, but the point is you need to be able to laugh at yourself. And when you can't, it's a sign that something has become an idol to you. Hmm. And I think humor, laughter is really important, whether it's about your politics. I mean, you got to laugh at your people.
Mm-hmm.
You got to be able to laugh at it.
Mm-hmm.
In my marriage, I think it's really important. Sherry and I use humor in the most tense moments when we're disagreeing about something. I think it's important for us to be able to laugh, make each other laugh. And so laugh at yourself, be willing to laugh at yourself. And even if it hurts a little bit, laugh some more.
Make sure to check back next Monday for another installment of PB Mini Bites. For more information or resources from Pastor Brian Dolman, visit his website at northwestleader.com.